Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Chaf Gimel. We are holding on daf Chaf Beis and Beis. We are at Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Havalei Nidra LeMishra on the second to last line of daf Chaf Beis and Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children and Le'ili Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom Neshama Shabbat Aliyah, and also by Richard Lubchinsky as a schus for his mother's Neshama, Miriam Bas Rabbi Cheskel, whose yard site is Shabbos, Chaf Hei Mar Cheshvan, and for Rufu Shlema from Nachum Mendel, Ben Devorah Leah, Rufu Shlema B'Soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So we are in the middle of going through different stories of trying to find a Pesach for Nedarim. So we had one story yesterday, and now the Gemara is going to have three more stories of trying to find a Pesach for a Neder. And that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah is very cryptically going to tell us two halachas. The Mishnah is a very short Mishnah. It sounds like it's telling us just one halacha, but it's really going to be telling us two halachas. Number one, it's going to tell us about a person taking a neder to encourage someone to accept his invitation to eat at his house. And the second halacha it's going to tell us, which we're going to focus on mostly today, is the idea that you could be mevatel nedarim meirosh. That before taking a nedarim, you can say, I'm hereby being mevatel any neder that I'm going to take in the next X amount of time. So the Gemara is going to have a question whether bitul meikara works if you remember Bishas Neder that you were Mevatel. Meaning, if at the time you take the Neder, you remember that you had previously been Mevatel all of your Nedarim, do we then say, well, then the Bittel's not going to work because you're obviously trying to override that Bittel because you remember that you've been Mevatel and you're taking the Neder anyway? So the Gemara is going to have two opinions about that. And then at the end of the Daf, we're going to go back to the discussion about inviting someone to your house and taking a Neder that's a Nidre Zeruzin, and we're going to discuss whether there's a Machlokas Tanakh about that issue, even though there's only one opinion that appears in the Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. We're going to discuss whether there's anyone that disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The concept of Bittul Nedarim Meikara is the basis, or might be the basis, for what we do on Yom Kippur night for Kol Nidre. So this is a very critical sugya in terms of understanding Kol Nidre. We'll see that it's possible we're not supposed to understand Kol Nidre. That's going to be a point of contention within our Gemara. So let's begin with the second Maisa relating to finding a Pesach. Two lines from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Havalei Nidra the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon Rabbi had a certain neder that he wanted to be matir. Also the Kamei Rabbanon. So he came to the Chum to be matir that neder. So Amile, they said to him, Nedarta Adai Tadachi, did you take the neder al das X Amar in? He said, yeah, I thought about that, and that wouldn't have affected my neder at all. Adai Tadachi, what about Y? In, yeah, I thought about that also. So Kama Zimnin, what about Z? What about A? What about B? What about C? They kept on trying to find the Pesach to be matter the neder, and they couldn't find the Pesach. Whatever they said, Rav Shimon Rabbi said, yeah, I would have been no there had I realized that as well. They couldn't find the Pesach. So the Rabbanim were going through such trouble to try to think of a Pesach for the Neder. They went from the shade into the sun and from the sun into the shade, and they were experiencing so much tsar trying to find a Pesach for the Neder. The Marsha explains that they had that it used to be that they would build homes where part of the house was had a roof over it and part of it did not have a roof over it, and in the morning and the evening when it wasn't so hot they would sit in the part that did not have a roof in it. But when it was in the broad daylight and the sun was at its strongest in the middle of the day, they would go into the shady area of the house. The Gemara is telling us that they worked all day long, meaning they started in the morning and then when they were standing in the sunlight, and then they went into the shade because it got hot, and then it got cold again, so they went back into the sunlight. So it was just that they were working all day long to try to find the Pesach for the Neder. Shidduch Betzis quotes a Ritz that says that the Kavana of the Chacham the entire time was to be able to use that as the Pesach, that they Dafka went through this Tsar so that they could say the next line. What's the next line? Amar Lei, skipping the parentheses, they said, Amar Lei Batnis Pared Abishol ben Batnis. Batnis, the son of Abishol ben Batnis, said to him, Mina Data Daita Dimitsari Rabbanu Mitula Shimshim Shimshal Tula. Did you take the Neder having in mind that you're going to cause so much Tsar to the Rabbanu that they're They're going to have to work all day long. They're going to spend their entire day trying to find a Pesach for your neder. Would you have taken the neder had you known that? So Amar lo, he said, no, I had no intention to be Mitzar the Rabban Bishar Yua. And they were matted the neder based on that Pesach. So first of all, you see, Butnis Bereid Abishalban. Butnis is yet another example in Shas of someone being named after a family member. He was named after the Zaydi. So that was something that that was apparently very common in the times of the Tanaim and the times of the Amoraim. Earlier than that, in Tanakh, you very rarely find that. In Tanakh, you always find that the names are, they come out of thin air. They just name them based on an event that happened, based on, so that's what the Medrash says, that they used to have Ruach HaKodesh when they named their children, so they were able to name with some event that that occurred. But nowadays, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, so we go with family names. Now, the Ran writes, well, wait a second, isn't this a Pesach Benolad? Meaning, you're not allowed to find the Pesach with something that did not yet exist at the time of the Neder. This Tsar that the Rabbanan had didn't yet exist at the time of the Neder. How is this not a Pesach Benolad? So, the Ran says, no, because it's something that you should have thought of. Meaning, it's something that is very common, that the Chum will work very hard in order to find the Pesach, so you should have realized that if he was taking such an ironclad Neder, that he thought of everything, that itself would form the basis of a Pesach. So it's considered something that is not nolad. So now the Gemara brings a third Maisa relating to trying to find a Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi Havalei Nidra L'Mishra. Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi had a neder that he wanted to be matir. Asal Kamay Drabban. So he came to the Chachamim Amrulei. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shmuel Barabi Yossi, Nedarta Daita Dahachi. Did you take the neder even keeping in mind X? Amrulehu In. Yeah. Nedarta Daita Dahachi. What about Y? Amrulehu In. So Kamazim. And what about Z? What about A? What about B? What about C? And each time he said, yeah, I thought of that and I took the neder when that didn't change my mind one bit. When there was a certain launderer, a katra, someone who's like a dry cleaner, a laundry person, the rush is based on the Gemara at the end of Masechta Baba Kamma says that a laundry person is called a katra because things shrink in the wash. So he's a person who shortens clothing because so that's what they would call a koves. So he heard that the Rabbanim were in such sar, so machibu uchla de katri. He took one of his piece of equipment that he uses in his business, and he smacked Rabbi Shmuel with it. It's some sort of copper piece of equipment, must have hurt, and he hit Rabbi Shmuel with it because he causing such sar to the Rabbanan. So Amar Adai to the machli katri lanadri. He said, I did not think that. I did not see that one coming. I did not take the neder. Alda said that was going to happen. Veshari lanafshe, and therefore he was matir the neder. What does it mean? Shari lanafshe. It means that the Chum were matir the neder al smach the Pesach that he found for himself. Meaning the Chum kept on trying to think of different Pesachim for the neder. He said, what about this? What about this? And he kept on saying, no, no, no. But then he thought of a Pesach because he said, Al Das, that I would have gotten smacked like that. I never would have taken the neder. Tosos writes in Masechta Baba Basra and Dafayin Dalid that it cannot mean that he was matir for himself, that he was matir the neder for himself, because the Gemara at the end of Masechta Nedarim and Daf Pei Aleph is going to tell us, Lo Yachel Dvaro teaches us that Ein Chacham Mefer La'atzmo, that you can't be Mefer the neder for yourself. It must mean that he found the Pesach and then the Chachamim took advantage of that Pesach. The Me'iri as a Girsa Vishayu Rabbanan, that it's not that like we have Vishariyeh L'Nafshei, but Vishayu L'Rabbanan. He says that even though he found the Pesach, he was not Matir for himself, but the Me'iri writes that even though the Yesh Mefarshim hold that a Talmud Chacham can be Matir La'atzmo when there's a Pesach, it's only that a Talmud Chacham, when the Gemara says later a Talmud Chacham can't be made for La'atzmo, that's with Charata, but with a Pesach he can be made for La'atzmo. Over here it must be Shariyeh Rabbanan. Even if you hold that a Talmud Chacham has the right to be matir la'atzmo with the Pesach, he would not have done that in front of all the other Chacham, because that's disrespectful. In front of all the other Chacham, he would not have established himself as a Talmud Chacham and said, well, I, as a Talmud Chacham, am going to be matir la'atzmo. So the very fact that they were matir this neder must mean that the Chachamim did it, that he didn't do it himself. Okay, so anyway, Amli Ravachim Yidifti the Ravina, I know that who? I don't understand. How can he be matir? How can that serve as a Pesach? The fact that the launderer smacked him with this clay nechoshes, that certainly did not exist at the time of the neder. That is nolad. Nolad means something that wasn't yet in the world, and it just came into being after the neder. that. This is the sugya later on in the Masechta, the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalit, is going to give examples of nolad. It's going to say, for example, if a person takes a neder, konum sheni nene li ish ploni, and then it turns out that ish ploni, that he took the neder, that he's not going to get any anah from, became a sofer stam, and he's the only sofer stam in the city, and I need a mezuzah, and I need a sefer Torah, and I need tefillin. So that's nolad. He wasn't a sofer stam at the time, or after some time that he asked the person from getting anah from him, he married the guy's he married the guy's daughter or something like that, and they became a chutanim and they needed to chip in for the wedding together, so they're each gonna get hanah from the other one. And the reason we're not pasach b'nolad, the Meiri explains, is because the reason that we're matir with the Pesach is because we assume that if at the time of the neder he would have thought of the hardship that neder was going to cause, or the results of that neder, he would not have taken that neder. So al yidei the Pesach, it's nisbara davar that the neder was based on a mistake, but by nolad, where it's something that at the time of the neder there was nothing that was predictable that could have happened. It was not something that anyone could have foreseen. It can't be something that was olah al das that something like that would have happened, that with that particular hardship. You can't say that it was neder b'taus. Adrabah, since it was nolad only right now and not at the shasa neder, so b'shasa neder, the neder was complete, the neder was strong, because no one ever should have had in mind that some launderer is going to come and smack him with a piece of copper equipment. So since at the time of the neder was so strong, you can't say that that the neder was betos. So that's not a valid Pesach. So when it's a nolad that's matzoi, so we use that as a Pesach, because if it's something that's matzoi, then it's something that is olal das. It's something that you would have, but a nolad that's not matzoi at all, that you never would have thought of, that it ever could have occurred. So then you can't. That's a case of nolad where you cannot use as a Pesach. So the Gemara is asking, how common is it that someone's going to get smacked with a piece of copper equipment by a launderer? That seems like a very uncommon thing. So that's a nolad. So d'lo masakadaita d'machadei katsra, there's no way that you would have thought that Koves is going to smack you. So v'tanina in poskim lo benolad, and the rule is we're going to learn in the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalid that we're not posech benolad. So answers the Gemara Amalei Hai Lav Nolad Hu Dishchichi Apikori Demitzari Rabbanon. That's not considered a nolad because it's not so uncommon that we find a lot of people Ameya Aretz that cause a lot of suffering to the Chachamim. So since it's very common, so Rabbi Shmuel should have thought that it could be that this guy is going to smack him. So since Lavdafka, this guy, that someone, that some Amaretz is going to get frustrated with him and smack him with something. So since it's something that he could have been Olal Adas, that's called the Pesach. So Nolad, that really refines the rule of Nolad. Nolad doesn't mean something that didn't exist, that wasn't in the world at the time of the Neder. It's something that wasn't in the world and that a reasonable person could not have anticipated at the time of the Neder. If it's something that didn't exist yet, but a reasonable person could anticipate at the time of the Neder, that does not have the chisaron of being nolad. That is still a valid form of Neder. So now we move on to the fourth story relating to finding a Pesach. Debitu d'Abaye havelehi barta. Abaye's wife had a daughter. It was not Abaye's daughter. It was Abaye's wife's daughter. The Gemara in Yevamos of Samach Dalet tells us that Abaye's wife, Abaye was her third husband. She was married to Rachva de Pombedisa, she was married to Rav Yitzchak Pered de Rabba Bar Chana, and then she married Abaye. So this was her daughter from one of the previous marriages, right? That comes up in the sugya of an Isha Katlanis, right? At what point do you assume that you probably shouldn't be marrying this person, that she has some sort of disease that maybe she's transmitting to her husbands? But anyway, so Abaye's wife, where he was the third husband of this woman, so had a daughter, and she was in the Shivach market. So who Amar Lekreva'i? He said, let's get her married to my relatives. V'yamar Lekreva? And she said, I'd rather marry her off to my relatives. That's the way Shidduch discussions used to go. It wasn't about finding someone from outside the family. It was always inside there. Everyone married their first cousins. And that's why Ashkenazi Jews have all sorts of lovely genetic diseases. Because we kept the gene pool very close. So they all married their first. Everyone was always Lekreva'i. Everyone was always marrying within their family. Question is, which side of the family. So he was saying, let's diversify the gene pool a little bit. She's not my biological daughter. Well, let's marry her off to someone in my family. And he was saying, and she was saying, no, we'll marry her off to someone in my family. So Amar Lo, Abayi said to his wife, Tistra ana asi alach yavarta adatayu minasvet lekrevach, that you, I'm asking you getting any anah from me if you go against my wishes and you marry her off to someone on your side of the family. So Zalt Vavarta al Daite Vinsavala Kreva, she said Shkayach, and then she went and she married him off to someone on her side. She married the daughter off to someone on her side of the family, meaning she ignored his wishes. And through that, the neder was chal, and she became aser to get any anah from Abaye. So also came to Rav Yosef. So Abaye came to Rav Yosef in order to be matur the neder, so that his wife would be able to get anah from him. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef asked Abaye, Ilu aviyadata davarta al daitach minasvala lekreva miyadarta, would you have taken the neder had you realized that she was going to go against your request and that she was going to defy your wishes? So would you have taken the neder and made her asr ba'ana had you realized that? Amar lo, he said, no, I thought you'd be so much more obedient. V'sharya Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef said, you don't know what it like. Okay, so sharya Rav Yosef. He was matir the neder. That it's not the way it works. So he found that as a Pesach. Umi Shari Kiagavna says, is that really a valid Pesach for a neder? That in the guf of the neder, it's so sort of the Pesach, meaning it's not something external to the neder. How do you realize this ramification? Just said you realize that your neder is ridiculous, that there's no meaning, that the neder itself, that it was never gonna pan out. So is that really a Pesach? How could you be Pesach or something like that? That had you known that she would violate exactly what you were trying to be madir her about, then you wouldn't have taken the neder. So says Mary, that is a valid Pesach, even when it's mean neubei, when it's within the neder itself that the Pesach exists. Vatanya, because after all, we have a brisa that confirms that idea. The brisa tells us, "Maisa b'demechad shehider zishto milalos l'regel." A person took a neder that his wife should not go aliyah l'regel. Va'avra al daito va'olsa l'regel, and she didn't listen, and she went and she was aliyah l'regel. Ubalifne Rabbi Yossi, so she came to in front of Rabbi Yossi. We lost the Zoom. And she came in front of Rabbi Yossi in order to be matir the neder. He came in front of Rabbi Yossi to be matir the neder, so that his wife would be mutter to get hana from him. So Amar Lo. So Rabbi Yossi asked him, "Yidu ha'isi yodea shover sadait chavol regel? If you would have known that she would defy your request, your wishes, and be able to regel klumi darta, would you have taken such a neder?" So Amar Lo. So the husband said, "Lo, I never would have." V'tiru Rabbi Yossi, and that alone was enough for Rabbi Yossi to be matir. So you see that you're able to be matir based on a Pesach within the nether itself, and he just wouldn't have thought that she was going to defy the nether. So this idea that the issue was being ola l'regel, thank you very much, that the issue was being ola l'regel is an interesting discussion about, sorry. I came back. Okay. So anyway, so I apologize about the Zoom. So this idea about being Ola L'regel, that in the times of Rabbi Yossi, a guy took a neder that his wife shouldn't be Ola L'regel. So is that something that they were doing in the times of Rabbi Yossi? So the Rush points out, no, it doesn't mean Aliyah L'regel to the Beis HaMikdash in the times of Rabbi Yossi. There was no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. No one was being Ola L'regel. What it means is that they were gathering to hear the Drush of the Chachamim, and women were coming to see the Kavanah Torah of the drasha that all the people came. So the guy was Madir's wife that she shouldn't come to that major event. That's what the Rush and the Shita Mukbetzas explained, that it's not that real Aliyah L'regel. However, the Maritz Chiyus writes that no, even after the Churban, there were still people that were older, the Yerushalayim, to daven in the Makom HaMikdash, and perhaps even to be Makriv Karbanos, because the halacha is that we're Makriv in Afal Pishein Bayis. The Gemara says in Megillah Megillah Daf Yud that one is allowed to be makriv korbanos even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So it could be that it's Aliyah L'Regel Mamish, Aliyah L'Regel Kipshuto, that they went to be Olah L'Regel, even Bizman Azeh. In the Hagos Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that when it says La'alos Regel, it does not mean to go to Yerushalayim to see the Beis HaMechira, because Rabbi Yossi was after the Chorban HaBayis, and women are not Chayiv Beri'iyah, but rather Kamo Shivcha Derigla, Shahayu Chachamim Regilim Lidrosh Halachas HaRegel BeRegel B'Kol Makom B'Kol Zman V'Chein Nirim Pirush HaRash. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, I side with the Rush, not with the Maritz Chiyas. I think that it does not mean Aliyah L'Regel Mamish. In the Tshuvas Nodeb Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, or Chaim Simon Sadi Dalin, Nodeb Yehuda, it's a fairly famous Tshuva in Nodeb Yehuda, he was asked, why is it that the poskim don't quote la halacha, that which the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin, that Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel, that a person is supposed to go visit his Rebbe on Yom Tov. And Nodeb Yehuda explains that Kabbalah's Pnei Rabo Beregel is tolui in the Chiyuv of Aliyah Leregel. And since Bavanosenu Arabin, Bizman Azeh, Vashimosi Yasmin, the Sheikhem, we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. It's been destroyed. The Shechina is, even though the Shechina is Lozaz Mikosal Maravi, but we're not going to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina anymore. The Torah cannot be Mechayev us to be Makbel Pnei Rabo either anymore. So you see clearly the Nodeb Yehuda is assuming that there is no Aliyah L'Regel, that even though Lozaz Shechina Mikosal Maravi, that there is no Aliyah L'Regel. Right? The basis of that Nodeb Yehuda is that I think it's based on the Gemara in Kiddush, and the Gemara talks about standing up for a Rebbe, and how many times a day, if the Rebbe keeps coming in the room and out of the room, how many times a day you stand up. And the Gemara says you can't be mechayev a person to stand up more than twice in a day, because you don't go greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than twice in a day, and you can't have the covet of the Rebbe be greater than the covet of the Ribbono Shlom. So the Yehuda says if we only go greet the Ribbono Shlom three times a year, so he's dealing with another kasha also. The Gemara says that Chayiv Adam Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel. How do I know that? Because in Navi it says that the man says to his wife, "Why are you going to the Navi today? Lo Chodesh Hayom V'lo Shabbos. It's not Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. So you should learn from there that every Rosh Chodesh and every Shabbos you have to go greet the Rebbe. How do you see from there that Chayiv Lahakbil Pnei Rabo Beregel? So Navi says, no, it's Mistaver that you're going to go visit Rebbe during times that are holy times, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, all of those times. But they could never have imposed a chiyuv to do so, because there's only a chiyuv to go visit the Shechina three times a year. So the chiyuv to visit a human cannot be greater than the chiyuv to visit the Shechina. So even though it's always mistaver to go visit the Rebbe at times of Kedusha, the chiyuv had to be limited to the regalim. And that's what Nadav Yudah says. And therefore, nowadays, when there's no longer a chiyuv to be olo the regal, a chiyuv to go visit during the regalim, memela, there's not going to be a chiyuv lakal pnei rabba bregal. And that's why in Shulchan Aruch we don't quote such a chiyuv lakal pnei rabba bregel. But the premise of the discussion is that there is no longer a chiyuv of being ola leregel. So that is the discussion over here when the particular neder in the times of Rabbi Yossi was about being ola leregel. How literally do we take that? Now over here the Ran has a lengthy passage over here that has nothing to do with the sugya we were just learning per se, but the Ran just chooses Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph as an opportune time to go through the basic laws of Ataras Nedarim, the basic summary of the rules of Ataras Nedarim. And he writes that a mumcha is matir a neder on his own, and when there's no mumcha, you need shlosha hedyotos. You need three people to form a basin to be matir the neder. What is a mumcha? So that is a machlokas rishonim. The Ramban writes a mumcha means someone who has smicha. Not enough that he knows the halachos of nedarim, he has to have formal smicha. The Rambam, however, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Shavuos, holds that a mumcha is a chacham muvhak ubaki behilchos nedarim, someone who really knows the halachos well, but he does not need to have smicha. So the Ran has a whole discussion of a sugyam b'choros taflamidvav about mumcha based on each of these shitos in Rishonim as far as what a mumcha is, how we define that term mumcha. Okay, so now we move on to the next Mishnah. So says the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to be somewhat cryptic. It sounds like it's telling us one thing, but the Gemara is going to soon say it's really telling us two things. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Af harotz al ha'adir es chavero, a person who wants to asar all of his nechasim on somebody else, if the guy doesn't agree to come eat with him, and he takes a neder to be mizaris him, sheyochal etzlo, so if he doesn't want to be mekayim the neder, yomer lo kol neder shaniyos lidor hu batel. If he doesn't want that neder to be binding, he should say to him, whatever neder I'm going to take will be batel meyikara, ubvat sheyizachar b'shas neder. But that bittel only works if he then remembers that he had done that bittel at the time that he takes the neder. There's nothing about that Mishnah that is to be taken at face value. The Gemara is going to change basically every detail of this Mishnah. So first the Gemara says, wait a second, v'kivan da'amar kol neder shaniyos lidor yei batel. Once the guy is saying in advance, whatever neder I'm going to take should become batel, and the invitee knows that the host is being mevatel all of his nedarim, so then there's no toelis in the neder. Lo shama v'lo asibadei. So he's not going to listen. Why would it be mezaris him to come? He knows that the neder is not binding at all. You're taking a neder to try to encourage the guy to come, and you say that I'm taking a neder. You're not going to get anah from me unless you come to my house, and you know in advance that the neder is a joke, that the guy is was ready mevatel the neder, so then it's not going to serve as an encouragement whatsoever. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How could this be a neder to encourage the guy if you just said b'peh malei that the guy is not that the neder is not binding anyway? So the Rana asks, I don't understand. Isn't there a simple answer to this question? Why don't you just say that you were mevatel the neder not in front of him? You quietly, secretly were mevatel the neder, and then you took the neder in front of him, and that will still encourage him to come. So the Rush quotes Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, who says that doesn't work. The bittul cannot work if it's done b'chashayi, if it's done quietly. Because bittul b'chashayi is like dvarim shebelev she'enim dvarim. Meaning, this is the question. If you scream a bittul in a forest and no one's there to hear it, so is that dvarim shebelev, right? It's the age-old question. So is bittul, how do we define bittul b'chashayi? Is bittul b'chashayi, bittul b'lev rather, how do we define dvarim shebelev? Is it something that just never came out into this world when you never said it? Or is it something that no one was there to hear it when you said it? So Rabbi Elazar Mimitz says such a bittul would have a din of dvarim shebelev, and therefore would not be a valid bittul. However, all the other Rishonim do not give that answer. The Ran says that ain't a chinami. We could have said that the Mishnah is talking about such a case, but the lashon of the Mishnah would not be miyushav, because the lashon of Af Harotza sounds like it's a hemshech of the previous Mishnah of Nidrei Zuzin. So if we're saying that the toelis is because of the bittul aneder, then it's not shaykh to Nidrei Zruzin. It's a brand new din that you could be mevatel the nedarim. Meaning, if the whole chiddush of this Mishnah is about bittul nedarim, it's not a hemshich of the previous Mishnah, which was about Nidrei Zruzin. Furthermore, says the Ran, that if you're going to say that we're talking about where he was mevatel b'chashoy, and that's why the neder is not chal, so the hemshich of the Mishnah, ublvad she'e zachar, doesn't make sense. Certainly, if you remember that it's going to be batel, and therefore the Gemara is going to look for another explanation of the Mishnah. Tosi Shanim and Rabbi Elazar ben Ahar say that the lashon of the Mishnah, that Yomar Kol Neder, sounds like you're saying it in front of the other person. It's just the lashon of the Mishnah, meaning Enochinami, that would have been great to say that he was Mevatalit Bechashay, that he was Mevatalit quietly. It's not what it sounds like from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yomar Lo, you say to the other guy, Kol Neder Shani Yasad Lidaru Batal. So it sounds like you are telling him. He is hearing it. So anyway, so that's why the Gemara is a kasha, because the Gemara can't simply answer that you did this quietly. So the Gemara is asking, I don't understand, if the fellow that you're trying to invite and you're trying to encourage knows already in advance that you're mevatel all of his nedarim, all of your nedarim, so how's that going to possibly encourage him? So the answer is the Gemara, chisurim echzer v'achi ketani. There's a chisaron in the lashon of the Mishnah, that there are really two dinim in this Mishnah. The first din is, harotza sheyochel etzel chaver, if you're trying to encourage someone to eat at your house, and you keep pushing him, and he keeps refusing, and then you madir him to get any, that he's not allowed to get any anah if he doesn't come and eat with you. So the halacha is that the neder is not chal, because nidre ziruzinu, that you don't really have kavana that the neder should be chal, and that he should get, have an isra anah. Your kavana is just to encourage him to listen to your request to come to your house. So then you understand the lashon of the Mishnah, that af harotza, because the heter of this Mishnah is nidreis ruzin, it's picking up on the previous Mishnah, and that's why it's af. The question then becomes, what's the chiddush of that first part of the Mishnah? Meaning, if the first part of the Mishnah is that nidrei zeruzin doesn't work, well, we already learned that in the previous Mishnah. So that's a machlokas rishonim. The Ran writes that the chiddush is that there is makom to have thought that it's dafka when it comes to a commerce kind of situation, a mocher and a lokeach. That's where the Rabbanan said in Daf Chafam Beis that the neder is considered nidrei zeruzin because it's not pivalibo shava. We don't assume that you meant what you said, because the whole time you were negotiating, you were planning on coming to some sort of agreement in between the two prices that were mentioned, the price that you mentioned and the price the Mocher mentioned and the price that the Lekeach mentioned. So that's where it's only Nidrei Zeruzin. But when you're Madir Chaver Sheyochel Etzlo, you really do want him to eat at your house. You weren't planning on compromising. You were planning that he was going to come and he was going to join you and he was going to eat at your house. So maybe that would not be Nidrei Zeruzin. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that even that is considered Nidrei Zeruzin, which is not a binding neder. The Rush suggests that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that one might have thought that it's Dafka by Mekach Umemkar, where it's normal to take Nidarim in order to be Mizaris the other party. But when you're Mazman is Chavero, it's not about where you thought this was going to end up. It's just not normal to take Nidarim. That's a very socially awkward thing to do. Would you like to come to my house Shabbos lunch? No. And then you fly off the handle, you start taking Nidarim, that he's never going to be allowed to get anah from you. It's not a normal way to behave. So that's not, so it's one thing when you're engaging in commerce and you're negotiating. But anyway, okay, so that's the first halacha in the Mishnah. It's about Nidrei Zeruzin. And then a second unrelated halacha, a second din, if a person doesn't want his nedarim to be binding, kol hashana, for the whole year, yamud brosh shana, get up in Rosh Hashanah v'yomar and say, kol neder shani yasul lidar, ye batel, that any neder I'm going to take this whole year is hereby batel. But that only works if you remember at the time of the neder that you were mevatel the neder previously. Now that din that you can be mevatel nedarim merosh is not shaykh to the previous din. The Mukhe Yosef writes that it's a little bit funny, because it's very different than the normal style in Shas. Normally, when you have chisur mechzra v'achi katani, it's a bridge. It's not a wall. Meaning, the chisur mechzra is that you have two things in the Mishnah that don't seem to relate to each other, and then whatever you're adding in bridges the two, and you see how one relates directly to the other. Over here, we're making a mechitza between them. It sounds like it's one thing, chisur and mechzra, and we're saying, no, these are two totally separate halachas that have nothing to do with each other. So the Mukhe Yosef says it's very unusual. So you could chalk it up, yeah, this is Nedarim, we're in Nedarim land, and all everything is unusual in Nedarim. So you could chalk it up to that. The Chasam Sofer says, no, that these two dinim are shaykh to each other, because the Iker Heter by Nidrei Zeruzin is because it's a Tanai, that there's no limud in the Torah for this, so it must be that it works midin Tanai. So it says, if all of Klal Yisrael made such a Tanai, that any neder whose purpose is only to be mezariz as chavero, it's ki'ilu you said at the time of the neder that it's ki'ilu you said merosh that such nedarim shouldn't be chal. And does that work? Yeah, because you could say merosh that all nedarim shouldn't be chal, and that's how the Chasam Sofer explains the connection between the two. Now, does it have to be on Rosh Hashanah? It says yamud b'Rosh Hashanah. You should get up on Rosh Hashanah and say that all these things. So the Rishonim say when it says Rosh Hashanah, it's lav dafka. You could do it any day. It's just that we're going to say that it's Rosh Hashanah is like a time where one might make such a declaration, or because the end of the sentence is you're trying to make it that none of your nedarim of kol hashana kula should be binding. So kol hashana kula makes sense that you would do that at Rosh Hashanah. Shita Gumbet says, he quotes from Rabbeinu Nesanel that Rosh Hashanah is dafka, because since it's the Yom Hadin, a person takes things more seriously. And we assume that when he makes such a statement, he means it. So he says it means dafka Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur also, when people are saying things, they're taking things much more seriously, as opposed to if a person were to say this on any other day, we assume he's not really thinking about what he's talking about. He doesn't really mean it to be mevatel all of the nedarim that he's going to take. So it's dafka on yom noraim. So says Gemara, wait a second though. You're going to take this. You're going to make this statement. Any neder I take for the whole year is hereby batel. And we said that works only if you remember in the middle of Cheshvan, you remember that you had been mevatel the nedarim. If you remember it, then adraba akri the tanoi v'kayim le the nidrei. If you remember that you had previously been mevatel, aren't you overriding that bittul when you take a nether anyway? If you really remember, what are you taking the nether for? It must be that you're trying to override that bittul. So two answers. Amar abayi tani ubavat shel lo yei zachar b'shas a nether. Yeah, inachinami. You got to change it. And the Mishnah means to say that only if you don't remember at the time of the nether, only then is it going to work. But if you actually do remember about Kol Nidre at the time that you took your neder, then the neder is going to be chal. The Kol Nidre is not going to help if you actually do remember at the time of the neder. Rava Amar, the other Kedabrin Meikara, it could be that we could keep the girsa. Ublevache zachur b'shasa neder, that it's only if you remember. Normally, the Tanai is only going to work if at the time that you know there you don't remember the Tanai, but Hacha b'mayaskinan, over here we're talking about a case where he made a Tanai to be mevatel a particular neder, kigon shisna b'rosh Hashana, that you say that if you're going to asar on yourself lechem, let's say, then the neder is hereby batel. You say at the beginning of the year, I know that I have a tendency to be so motivated to not eat carbs that I'm going to take a neder not to eat lechem. So I just want to say, meyikara, any neder I take not to eat lechem is hereby by bottle. But then v'loyada b'mahisna, then you don't remember what you made that tanai about, because you also are trying to stay away from alcohol. So you think maybe you took the neder that you made the moda'a on Rosh Hashanah, that any neder about wine is going to not be a binding neder. You remember you made some sort of tanai, you just don't remember what. V'ashtak another, now you take a neder when you still don't know what your original statement was on Rosh Hashanah. So izach b'shas neder, if you remember the time of the neder, the suffix that you have in your tanai, va'amar, and you say that this neder that I'm being noder right now is al das harishona ni noder, is based on what I was thinking originally, that if I made a tanai on this item, that the neder should be batel, so I still want that tanai should be binding and the neder should be batel, because I want to live up to what I said at Rosh Hashanah. So nidri lespe mamasha, then the neder is not binding. Lomar al das harishona ni noder, but if you didn't say at the time that you took the neder that you're taking the neder within the construct that you built for yourself on Rosh Hashanah, so then akri l'tanai v'kayim l'nidrei, then we assume that you're ignoring whatever construct you built for yourself in Rosh Hashanah, and you're trying to override that. You're trying to take a neder that's going to override it. Rav Huna bar Chinna savar the midrash bepirka. Rav Huna bar Chinna thought to darshin publicly the din that it says in our Mishnah that if you want your nedarim not to be binding for the whole year, get up on Rosh Hashanah and just say that I'm hereby being mevatel all my nedarim. Amalei Rava Tana kamastum lasdumei. The Tana tries to keep this a secret. The Tana says it in such a sussum way. The Tana says it in a way that you need a gemara to explain what it means. Kadesh lo yinidu kalas rosh min nedarim. And the reason the Tana does that is that people shouldn't take Nedarim lightly. People shouldn't say, I said Kol Nidre anyway, so I'm okay. I could do whatever I want in Nedarim. And you're going to go and you're going to darshan it publicly? You're going to go teach this publicly? So the Ran, Tosas, and other Rishonim try to explain the minhag that we say Kol Nidre based on this Gemara, that all the Nedarim and the Shavuos and the Yisurim are Mutarim u'Betelim, so that it means what it says in our Gemara, they can be Mevatel the Nedarim Erosh, that you could be mevatel in the darim already in advance. But all these Rishonim point out that the nusach that we say, the darnish, tabana, charimna, is meshubash, because it sounds like you're being mevatel the previous nedarim. You say, that doesn't work. That's not a lashon of hataras nedarim for the previous year's nedarim. It's only going to work for the future year's nedarim. The Rabbeinu Tam was mesakin the lashon of kol nidrei, not to say miyom kippurim sha'avar al yom kippurim ad yom kippurim zeh, because it doesn't work. It's only miyom kippurim zeh ad yom Kippurim Haba Aleinu L'Tova. It's only for the future. The Rush says that the Lashon of Kol Nidrei is Mochiach, that it works on the Nedarim that you've already taken in the previous year, and we're Matir Kedei to save us from any Onesh if we were Nichshal in Avo Nedarim. And that's why we say V'nislach, because if we were Nichshal, we were looking for Slicha, for that which we were Nichshal in. The Ran says, but wait a second, we shouldn't say Kol Nidrei, because then everyone's going to be Mekel Rosh B'Nedarim. Our Gemara says we don't want to let the word out that that this is a thing, that you could be Mevalta Nedarim Merosh. So you shouldn't say Kol Nidrei at all, says the Ran. So the Ritva says, yeah, what, you're going to take Kol Nidrei out of the liturgy on Yom Kippur? How could you do that? That is a Minhag Yisrael. We've been saying Kol Nidrei forever, says the Ritva. So he says, it's Dafka B'Doram, where the Nedarim were very chamur to Amei Aretz. But now that Nedarim are kal in the eyes of Amei Aretz, better to be Mevatel the Nedarim and let the Amei Aretz know. Meaning it's not going to help. The whole point that they couldn't let it be known was because people were still taking it seriously. It was a battle that was still being fought, that people should take Nedarim seriously. So we said, okay, don't publicize that you could do a Kol Nidrei. Nowadays, that battle's long been lost. No one takes Nedarim seriously anyway. So better to save us from the Avo Nedarim by doing a Kol Nidrei, by doing a bittel Meirosh. Tosos writes that that's Dafka Bidrasha, that they shouldn't, it's not that you're not allowed to say Kol Nidrei, that you shouldn't darshin about what Kol Nidrei means, because then you're going to be explaining it. And that's why Kol Nidrei is written B'Lashon Arami. No one really understands it anyway. So if no one understands what it says, other Rishonim say, no, Adrabah, it was written B'Lashon Arami so that everybody could understand it, because everybody understood Lashon Arami. So that's a discussion, Adayom, whether it's better. Menashe Klein has a tshuva. When a rabbi darshins before Kol Nidrei, should he explain Kol Nidrei? Maybe it's a problem to go and explain Kol Nidrei, because maybe by explaining Kol Nidrei, he's in violation of this Gemara, that people are going to take Nedarim lightly. Okay, B'Lashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the discussion about Nidrei Zeruzin.